Hey guys. This is the podcast on creativity and execution. Johnny's.
We're gonna talk about execution today.
For sure.
No creativity.
Just execution.
Hard.
No creativity on this one. Really. Johnny, you got angry today.
I did not get angry.
You don't talk about it.
I got mad.
You got mad. It's okay. It's an emotion that people feel sometimes.
But honestly,
Joe knows a lot about that.
Let's talk about a project. Let's talk about a project. So we'll talk creative.
What project? The project that I worked on today?
Sure.
Or look. Do you want to talk about a specific project, or do you want to talk about a project overall? Like overall projects. Because I have a couple questions that we can do. Like, and then you can also, like...
Yeah, let's do it.
You can tell me which one you want to answer. How close are you to your goals? You, Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really good one. Like, you personally, how close do you feel to your actual goals?
Yeah.
What in the world is creative direction? Everyone is a creative director now.
Yeah.
How do you get everyone to like you? If you were Jared, what would you do? Why haven't you started your fashion brand?
Which one?
I don't have a fashion brand.
No, that has nothing to do with you.
Sorry, I thought that was the same question.
Oh, no. If you were Jared, what would you do overall? Like, general. Like, where Jared's at.
You like that one?
I don't know.
Or why haven't you started your fashion brand? Damn, bro.
That was hard.
That was so hard. That was hard.
Sorry.
That was insanely hard.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to make it. I didn't think it was going to help that.
But which one stood out to you?
What was the second one?
How close are you to your goals?
That one said it. I just know it was number two.
Okay.
How close I am to my goals. I think when it comes to goals, like I have, I don't know if you guys are similar in this, but I do feel like I've got these sort of milestones in my life that I've hit, that I've reached. And so honestly, the last year has been more of like maybe my goals were a bit too small.
Wait, so you felt like your goals were too small?
Yeah, I felt like my goals were too small.
And you say past year, like...
Like literally 2020.
Because, and pause, you launched the company in 2020.
Yeah, like...
You're saying your goals are too... You felt like your goals...
I felt like my goal... Like, have you guys ever felt this way? Have you guys ever felt this way? Like, when you know the end from the... I know this is weird, but really, I'll be honest. When you can see the end... When you can see the end from the start, you can observe, okay, well, that's going to lead to this. I almost can feel like, okay, I'm already there because I can see it. Now, it may take 3 years. It may take two years.
Oh, okay, I see.
But like, so here's an example. Have you ever been in a salad line or a Chipotle line and like you start picking, you know, like you observe and you're like, okay, here's what I'm going to pick. Therefore, you know, like, what that's going to lead to. You know how it's going to taste. You know how it's going to make you
feel. Exactly sort of
you
what
know
to expect.
Exactly what to expect. So when I say my goals, like, I...
A lot of your goals,
like,
you know.
In that lane, like working for a church that I love, and then starting a business, obviously married with kids, like, financial stuff like that. Like, I'm like, okay, I can see my path if I just follow this same thing for the rest of my life. Like, you know, business will grow. It has grown. It did grow. Like, working with people that I... And I really mean it. Like, working with people that I wanted to work with was there. I think accomplishing things that I wanted to accomplish. But that's why I say, like... But yet, I can... Like, those are... In my mind, those are already accomplished because to a degree they have been. But then also, like, if I keep going, I'm just going to keep doing that same thing. But my goals were too small. Like, I've already tasted that. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so I think like... So I think to a degree, like, have I worked on a campaign and with a team like overseas from LA, like with $1 million budget? Like, no. Like, right, I haven't done that. Yeah. All those things. But the way that we're heading, like
it's not far off.
Like, it may be a 2-year path, but like we're on the way there.
So
it makes me feel like, I know it sounds weird, but like internally I'm like, I've already done it. So meaning, like, in 3 years, I promise you those things can happen, but then I'm like, will that goal be big enough? Because in 3 years, I'd have to re-enter for a new goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about you right now, Jared. Like, think about, you want to film Bad Bunny. Favorite artist, Dominic Fike, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say, like, that's a goal in your life.
Right.
Which, I love the goal. Like, let's just say that, like, tomorrow you start, like, filming for, like, someone close to Dominic Fike. You know, and you start like relationships and whatever. So like your goal to film Dominic Fike becomes that much sooner and quicker. And like, and you still wanted to do Dominic Fike thing, but you're also like, wait, I'm like one turn away from doing that. So now you start kind of going back and like thinking, wait, do I need to make my goals bigger? Because yes, I'll get to the Dominic Fike, which I'm saying I will. We'll get to that thing that I just described in like 2 years, or a year, 3 years. We'll get there. Like, you were about to go to Argentina. Like, we'll get there, right? Like, overseas. We'll get there. But now I'm like, wait, do my goals need to, like, change? I don't know if necessarily it's bigger. I think it's more so, like more narrow, like, more focused. Like, what do I really, really, really want? You know?
Like, figuring out your goals?
Yeah.
How do you even... Because honestly, that's been the theme of my life recently. Like, trying to figure out what are my goals? And I don't know, you kind of, like, how do you decide?
Because, like, if you start a fashion brand, and I think this is, Joe, you played sports a lot, too, relate. Like, when you get on the court and you play ball, and here's the dichotomy of that, and here's the problem, that I would get on the court, and from basketball to, I don't know, like, running and football, like, there was this sort of concept that, like, if I really want to and, like, work really hard enough, I'll get there at that time, at that age. I'll be honest, I can't right now, but, like, when I was 18 or 16 and you're playing in high school basketball,
yeah,
and you're around these guys, mm-hmm, you're like, oh, like, I can be a player, I can start a player. So then you start thinking, okay, I need to work out. And then you start saying, wait, is that really what I want? That's the thing. Like, that's what I've always... Not always felt, but to certain things I feel, and like that's where I'm at right now. It's like, is this really, really what I want?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, not in an identity way though, right? Not like,
no, not like,
like, you're not like, oh, is this what I want? Should I like become like a doctor?
No, not at all. Like, not at all confused. Like, not like, wait, this is fake and false and it was all made up and I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
No, it's just more like a, like, things are really achievable.
Yeah.
Like, our methods, our team, our work ethic, our whatever it may be. Like, honestly, like our relationships, the way we approach people, like those things, you know, like, it's scripture, like, I mean, and also, honestly, with God, like, God will favor us. Like,
100%.
For sure. So it's,
yeah,
like all those things, like, we will be put before kings and queens if we want to. So now it just kind of becomes like a,
what, like, what do you want?
Who's the king?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's kind of it. Like, for sure. You know, like, I mean, yeah. I think that's it. And I'm having this conversation a little bit like mid process of it, because have I reached my goals? Like, not all of them. Like, for sure, not like some tangible ones that are like, this is something that I wanted. I've missed some for sure. But I just also know at the same time that, like, that rhythm, the process, the methods of what we're doing now will get to the goals that I have in my mind on, like, Will we have a building? For sure. Can we have a warehouse? For sure. Can we have a space in Mexico? For sure. Those things that I thought were much further are like closer than I think. And that's crazy. I mean, we were praying, like, I wrote on my wall, like, dream team type stuff, you know? And then, like, people start kind of, not necessarily coming, but like, yeah, like, yo, we'll have this, you know, and starts doing it. I'm like, man, like, it's less. And here's what's interesting. It's like, it's the same idea. Like, I honestly grew up with not much. Like straight up. Like, I didn't grow up with a lot. Like, I didn't. I mean, my parents came from Mexico when they were 25, had me, my sister, right? Like, immigrants. I mean, they were legal, but immigrants. And, like, so I didn't have much. So I think I thought, like, man, when I don't have to worry about money, that's life. Those are goals. Like, honestly, like, those are goals.
Like, you made it.
Like, that's a small goal, though, to some people. But for me, mm-hmm. when I'm 16 or 13 years old, and I think about raising my family and thinking, man, it would be such a goal, like, if I never have to worry about a paycheck again. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
But now, like, and I'm not, I like, with humility, like, I'm not, oh my gosh, like, rolling deep, but I'm like, I know that.
You're not worried.
That's not my worry. Yeah. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that goal has been accomplished.
Yeah.
It's a small one, but for me,
I mean, it's a huge one. Yeah.
Like, so it's just a small, just being really honest. And that's a sort of financial one. But then I think about, like, okay, that one was paired also with, like, you know, I think you said this the other day, like, a 5-year plan that you wrote 5 years ago, to a degree, you're living that.
100%.
And it's like, okay,
like, this sort of, yeah, like, okay. Redoing, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I redo my 5 years.
Like, you're 19 again, sort of.
Yeah, like, yeah. I feel like that. Because here's the thing, and I thought about this recently today. I looked over, it's going to be maybe shallow, but I looked over at someone, and they were wearing the same thing they were wearing when we were in Bible school, maybe 8 years ago. It's fine, right? And I realized, it's such a small thing, but, like, I realized that, like, a lot of people stay with the thing that, like, they fell in love with when they were either, like, 18 or 20 or 22 or in college. And they fall in love with it and they stick with it. Mm. From desires, ambitions, for sure.
The way it made them feel. It made them
feel, clothing, friends, music. And I just realized, and then I was like, wait. Like, I said this, like, why, right? And this is really honest. Why do I care to not be the same next year from today? Like, why do I care? I do care.
Yeah.
Like, I do honestly care to not be the same.
Yeah. Like, there's always, like, a better version of you in your head.
I mean, there has to be. Like, I mean, that's just it's the stupidest thing. It's, like, clothes. But, like, it's not about the clothes, but, like, it's just not my mindset.
Sort of, like, the principle of, like.
The principle of, like, I don't want to.
You don't want to be wearing the same thing you were wearing, like, but not because not because the clothing matters.
No, but it's just like a life changes, we change.
Yeah.
Like, movement happens, we move.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit reactive, but it's also like, here's what happens: people are like, no, I'm stuck to my ways. So design, man, like, black and white was sick. So, like, let's stick to black and white. You know what I mean? Like, colors are sick now, so, like, let's stick to that. But then, like, a new wave is coming, and of course, I say this in fashion. Like, again, it was a pair of pants that were, like, really tight and, like, whatever. I'm like, oh, you're like, it's fine, but I 99% sure that, like, that same principle and that same mindset is across just sort of everything in their minds, in their lives, of, like, you know. And it's not about colorism. It's a microcosm. Yeah. Like, and here's the thing: we met this guy today that is top. Like, when I say, like, for me, probably top 5 guy I've met all year.
100%.
Like, for sure. Like, top, meaning, like, just amazing.
From virtues, like, to
his generosity. Like,
oh my gosh. Amazing.
Like, to tell you, this is the kind of guy he's like, amazing. Like,
to the point, like,
he's gonna go to a castle this weekend. He's
staying in a mansion. Like,
yeah, like, super nice.
To the point where, like, yeah, like, my friend. He's like, he's a doctor, but he's creating this total new technology for, like, yeah, like, that kind of human.
So it doesn't necessarily always show up, but here's the thing. It's not like, oh, bro, why are you wearing that polo shirt that's, like, dated? No, like, it's not about that. But what I noticed, did you see this? I don't know, he must have been 45, 50, maybe 55. But what I noticed,
fit.
He was fit.
Fit.
He's not, like, he was clean looking. Like, he was, he looked fresh. Like he got out of the shower. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like, he was not, he was not like, oh, I'm 45 years old, this is just me. Like, or, you know, like, he was, he's also, so this is not like, you have to wear a cool fit. I just noticed that in him. He was like,
he was like, sort of like, we always say this, but like, he was on. Yeah. Like you can tell every day is,
it was, honestly,
he's intentional with,
that's exactly the word, it's intentional.
Yeah.
It's like, he was intentional. Intentional didn't mean he was freaking uber creative or like the sickest like fashion guy. No, that doesn't matter. But like he's intentional. Like, and I do think about that. Like, am I being intentional
with everything?
Everything.
And I think that's the difference. Like, I think,
am I being intentional with, now I have to, like, here's the thing. I could just like, oh, I hit some goals, I'm good, here's my salary. I could, or am I gonna be intentional with like everything? Like, everything.
Every decision.
I mean, honestly, everything, you know?
Mm.
And so, long story, like, I say all that, I think there's a lot there, and I really say this with humility because it's you guys, and I know it's the podcast, but I think the mindset of growth, the mindset of, like, I don't want to be the same. Like we've even talked about this creatively because we're talking about creative and execution. Like, it's, like, we cannot do the same thing we were doing a year ago or 3 months ago when it comes to a design, when it comes to a video, when it comes to a campaign. It's just not it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't. And I think you, on a very detailed, like, creative level, like, you live that,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you have a new idea, not just like a let's go to Mars idea, but more of like a let's change the way we approach Mars. Like, you have those kind of ideas. Like, here's a design. Oh, I thought you would just do a Helvetica font over black and white. No, you know what I'm saying? He changes things up constantly. So I think it's the same breath, which is why I'm so drawn to Joe. But I think, like, yes, yeah, so on the creative side, like, yeah, I think everything. Because people and things, organizations, teams, bands go through waves. And what's really interesting about those that really make a mark are the ones that can adapt and innovate. So when I think of Michael Jackson and the music he was releasing, you know, in the 90s or whenever it was, like his later music, 2000s, like there was breaths of that were like, okay, this is like today. Like, yeah, you can sense the old school, like gospel, not gospel, but like, you know, but whether it's Motown, R&B, like, but you can also hear the new waves of sounds. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hear Billie Jean, you hear some of these songs, like, oh, and he's also ahead of it. But then I also see artists that, like, stick to their ways. No. Things were so much better in the 80s. We got to stick this way, you know? And they don't adapt to, like, 2000s. And I think of, like, Bieber. I think of people that, like, there's a degree of, like, here's me, and it's authentic, right? Because I feel authentic in what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find that here is me. There's breaths and sounds and feels of what Johnny was in 2014 or 2012. Same thing with you. Same thing with you. Like, there's breaths of me when I was 16 years old in Santa Ana. Like, there, like, this is me. Yet at the same time, like, this is me. You know, like today. With what I'm talking,
like, you've
about.
Changed.
Yeah. And I just think a lot of people,
and but you've also, like, embraced the change, you've welcomed,
yeah, and that's
the change.
That's a weird, like, dance of, like, oh, am I changing, am I being inauthentic? Sometimes I struggle with that. Not like, so it's like finding that
person. I mean, I think that's
full circle is the fashion brand is that, like, to a degree. It's like but yeah, like, growth, I think, because
I think as, like, as a 20-year-old, like, I think you were sort of, we're talking, like, I just got married 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I think, like, when I get married, like, it'd just be, not that it'll be easy, but you're like, I don't see myself really arguing, right? And it's like,
yeah.
I think the older you get, the more you start realizing, like, who you really are. And so then I think those decisions of what you're talking about,
yeah.
And I'm only just saying that to bring perspective, like, from you, from Jared, like,
mm-hmm.
in this convo, because you're 30, Jared's
yeah.
20, like, that's a 10-year gap, that's huge.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
that's
pretty big.
It's a lot of time.
Like, even though I think there's, like, a lot of sort of similarities, like, in interest,
But I think like 20 and 30, like you're like the buy, like the end product for him right now.
Yeah.
But how to like, I think even like for
Jay. And I wish, I mean, I wish that I was 5 years ahead today for sure. Like there's those things that I don't feel at all like. I honestly don't know. Like I'm here, like
no, not at all.
But there's like I, in the last year, feel the, oh, we got this. Like,
yeah.
Dude, like, for sure.
Same, but I say that not because like, oh, Johnny's there. That's like your goal, and that's where you should be. But like, you're at 20. There, like you just said, like I'm thinking about all these things. You know, you're thinking like, what am I waking up for? You know, like what am I?
That's
And I think like this conversation for whoever's listening, whether 30, 40,
18,
16, 20, like this is like this, I think this conversation not a lot of people have. Like, I don't think a lot of people think about growth or like, hey, today, like what did I change? Was I intentional today? Like,
I think
at least for me personally, I feel like I'm getting more, like I'm understanding who I am more. And so every day now is like, okay, there's a certain mark that I don't know what, how to label that mark, but am I hitting that mark? And then I think for you, Jared, like, it's a good time for you to even start having those marks now, whatever, like, for, in little ways, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's really, I don't know. Like, I'm just verbally processing.
Because honestly, when I think about Jared, and this is good because there's sort of this, like, trio, you know, you're what age?
20.
20.
I'm 25, 26.
I'm 30.
So it's like...
Like, when I think about you, Jared, like, what I was describing, like, you said this the other day, like, you went to film a music artist, and it was, like, so easy for you because of what you've developed. You went today to the studio to record.
I mean, you went to... He said you went to Chili's, and you were, like, you didn't even care about people seeing you.
Yeah, like, there's these, like, levels that you've hit... Not that you're like, oh my gosh, doing it with the people you want, but you can sort of like place it there and like, and the question I think turns back around of like, okay, you're living it, right? You're living a breath of it. And so it's like this, is this really what I wanted? It has to be that. Like, is this really what I wanted? Because I think you can now imagine what that's going to look like. Here's what I promise you. What I promise you is that it's going to be... It's gonna be as quick, if not quicker, you know? Mm-hmm. It's gonna be as transactional, if not more. You know, like vibe for sure.
Yeah.
It's like the same breath, like of like, hey, we need to get this done now and we need to edit it tomorrow. Like, it's gonna be as creative as this is to a degree. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for sure there's gonna be levels of more, but I think you can see that. And also like, is this fulfilling? You know? Mm-hmm. Like, you've made videos, you know what I'm saying? And I think you don't have to have the answer to that, but like I found a yes. Like I think that's why even back at Upper Room, like we're going, you know, we're helping and we're back and like there's this like, wait, for me it was a yes. Like I do and I feel like you do too. Like there is a yes to be a part of that. Like take it or leave it, there is. You know what I'm saying? Like take it or leave it, yes. And to you, like, take everything away, I still want to do video. Or not, you know, or vlog, or shoot, or, you know what I'm saying? And I think, because sometimes, especially at a young age, like, our desires can be someone else's, and that's okay, because I think you follow, and I followed for sure, like, I landed here because of some of those things. But then I sometimes want to know, like, wait, is that a my thing, or is that just like a, oh, I just followed it along? And I don't think there's anything wrong with following it.
I mean, sometimes
but
you need that.
But sometimes you just need to distinguish.
But then you but then there it comes to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
you come to that fork in the road, how do you make your decision?
How?
Yeah.
Do you? I don't know about the decision part. Like, how do I make it? But when or, I don't know. My answer to that would be, is just whatever you do decide, be. Insanely like if you were 19, if you were to come to tell us like, hey, I'm quitting, I'm going to LA to be a vlogger, like that's available to you today. Like you could tell us today that you like there's nothing really stopping you, nothing, right. Nothing at all. Like you live with a friend, you don't have a lease agreement. Like here, if you were to tell us like, Johnny would be like, absolutely, you don't live with your parents. Like,
I wouldn't want that, but like,
but for you, yeah, for sure. For you. Yeah, like, of course it would be like, ah, oh, but okay, like, if that's really what you want, and I think when you come to that fork, it's like, you go back to that question, like, is it a yes? Because if it is, then strap on and let's go. Like, it's that. Like, I mean, it's, you. I don't know if you were at the fight with Brent. Like, they close that cage. You can't get out anymore. It's not like, hey, you know what? Let me practice some more. Or, hey, let me get, like, no, it's game. Like, are you ready? I remember I don't know who it was. It was an MMA fighter. And they're like, they close the cage and they're like, are you ready? And you want to say, hell no. Like, get me, like, I'm not ready. But yeah, you just have to say yes. And I think when you get to that fork in the road, like, that fork in the road can come to you today, tomorrow, 5 years from now. But the day you decide is, you decide when it comes. And when it comes, you decide how ready you are. Like, yeah, no one else is going to tell you you're ready.
Right.
Like, that's something I'm learning. Sometimes you wait. I'll probably wait for Johnny to be like, bro, just go DJ. Like, you got this. Or, hey, go, just go do the sculptural. Or sometimes to the point where, like, I want him to sort of do it for me subconsciously. Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm, can you, like, kind of bring it out of me a little bit? Yeah. Like, it's sort of that little, like,
tell me what I want.
And that's, like, one, a big, big, I would say to anybody listening, to you, like, if that's what you're, like, subconsciously craving, like, if I set that and you're like, oh, really? I've done that, then you're not there yet. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's okay, because I will say, too, like, there are some things that I'm not there yet either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think we all have those to certain degrees. Like,
100%.
A super small one is, like, leaving your house, living at, you know, by yourself. Like, going to college, like, there's those, and then there's grand ones, like my career.
Marriage.
And marriage. And, you know, so I think it's a decision, for sure. And I also think, like, there's this weird, like, I don't know if it's a, like, a Gen Z thing of, like, which I really appreciate. Like, what I do becomes me. You know, like, what I do is me. Like, and what I, so, like, I wonder if, like, it's almost more Jared, you doing this, and this is, like, unto something else, and maybe it has nothing to do with video. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And here's my hope, is that if it has nothing to do with video, I hope that what you learned helps you achieve that or get there. You know, and maybe freaking, like, you love making podcasts. You know, I don't,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it could be something completely different. Like, managing people, I don't know, I have no idea.
Right.
So maybe it'll lead there, but maybe it doesn't. Because I honestly, like, I worked construction, bounce houses, taco shops, Apple, garage doors, like, such random stuff. Like I put up garage, there's just a lot of random stuff that I've done. And for sure, it all has helped me, you know?
I was thinking about that the other day.
I wasn't necessarily like,
that's not what you wanted to do the rest of your life.
That. And I liked it. I liked serving. I didn't necessarily like garage doors, but I liked serving the guy I was doing it for. So I found love in that.
I was a customer service rep at a lemon factory.
Yeah.
Remember? And I would get, like, truck drivers would come in. Like, I'd have to give them invoices and stuff. Obviously, I didn't know that, but I knew that somehow, like, there was, like, a people factor.
Yeah.
In that I knew, like, would help me maybe today or years from now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think,
because I can see Jared, to be honest, I can see Jared Martin. Here's a couple scenarios. All
right.
Close his eyes.
If, you know, Benjamin Button here, if we wouldn't have met you that summer, I don't know if you would have interned at Upper Room. And if you wouldn't have interned at Upper Room, I don't know if you would have picked up video.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wouldn't have picked up video, would you have been in Texas A&M? Would you have been in college? Would you have been in university? Would you have been in Garland? Would you have been just working a job? Would you know, like, would you have gone to LA, but then you didn't know video, so maybe not. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot there. There's a lot there that got awoke as you tried the internship, picked up a camera.
You came
and
to
I know your, I know your love was there to a degree, but, like, it really got awoke in you, like, when you tasted it.
Yeah.
And my hope is that a lot of what we do here at the agency and our team is that we taste a lot. Like, sometimes, you know, like, sometimes it's a project, a campaign, an event, building, like, and there's tastings of, like, or people, like, there's just a lot. And it's like, someone says, man, you know, maybe Kevin's like, I freaking love interior design. You know, like, I don't know. you, yeah. Like, so I think this place is that for sure, but then it's also like, it's also not for everyone. And I think there's probably a lot of people that are like working a job, and it's okay to say, I'm just working a job and I'm doing freaking good at it, mm-hmm. you know, but that's okay. Like, not 18 years old, you have to already have your life together and have a career, right. Like, you're working a job. Like, there's nothing wrong with working a job mm-hmm. at all. And I'm not saying that for you, but it's fine.
Yeah. That's funny. I was...
I gotta go.
You do?
Yeah.
I was telling... Wait, one more thing?
Tell me.
I was telling you about the other day, but I was like, dang. I literally like relayed that whole thing. I was like... And I can't say it on the podcast, but there was like such a small I can narrow it down to like the second of a decision that I made that ended up me going to Upper Room, me meeting you,
so what I just said.
I can dude.
Literally said that verbatim almost yesterday.
Yeah, dude, like literally the smallest thing. It was a text message thread that I almost deleted out of my phone and I didn't.
Super small.
I literally slid it, thought about it, and slid it back. And if I would have deleted it, I would be in God knows where right now. I wouldn't be doing video. It, like, mind-blowing, insane change. And, yeah, I don't know where I would have been. But to speak to, like, the tasting and stuff, because I was thinking about this, because I feel like I don't get... There are some days I'm here and I'm like... I have that thought. I'm like, is this...
Yeah.
Is this what I want for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
And just processing... I'm literally processing out loud. Like... I think the thing that I found, and the reason I was like, oh, video, was when I started, and I don't know what about it, maybe it was the idea of, remember the other day I was like, I like clout.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the idea of clout, or maybe it was the idea of it was the vlogging.
Yeah.
I started vlogging, and I was like, oh, damn, this is fun. Like this,
that.
I can
see,
make
right
this
there,
now.
Like, I would, and I think this is a separate episode, we can just like,
yeah.
I would find out what it is about vlogging
that brought me to life.
Because is it video, or is it that like people were laughing? Is it like, because when we go back full circle with like times are gonna change, it may not necessarily always be vlogging, but the concept is still there. Because like for Joe, it's not necessarily a Photoshop design. You know, like what makes him come alive also when he's about to do the LED one has nothing, you know, like whether it's beauty, whether it's people enjoying it. What is it for me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's that same thing that I would encourage you to find.
Right.
Because right now the channel may freaking be vlogging, but here's what I would say too: you haven't vlogged. It's like,
no, I haven't.
So then there's like, well, there's your problem.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and if it's clout, it's like, what have you done for a clout? Like nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like
nothing.
You haven't done anything.
And you know what that is? And you know what that is?
You haven't done TikTok, you haven't done Reels, you haven't done Clubhouse, you haven't done podcasts, you haven't done anything. For clout.
Nothing.
Like nothing. You know, like not even 0.1. Like you haven't done anything.
You know what I think it is? Because I'm processing this right now. Because you're right. Those are all things that I should obviously want and be doing. And I think maybe I'm afraid to like do it and then...
Well, that's what this place is for. That's what this is for. You have to try it.
You
said
it's
good,
huh?
Yes, that's what this is
face.
For. Like, literally, this is what this
There's
is
not
for.
Many times
There's the not. Like, this is, when I think about this as a greenhouse for people, like, that's what this is for. Like, freaking try it. Here's the thing. You're still getting paid. You still have money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're getting a job. You can go edit that other video that sucks, right? Whatever. But, like, you're still attempting. It's like, you can try it and go risk heavy. Yeah, you also have safety. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like that concept.
That's rare.
It's like, I think so. Like,
100%.
And here's, like, when I get really excited about this, it's like, I get mad if you're only if you're only playing it safe and not risking it. Because we're literally like, I don't know. Like, risk it. And
I feel
so
stupid right now.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
dude.
I
mean, I say that for me because, like, I wish my boss, when I was doing garage doors, was like, hey, look, I've got this job, but here's 2 hours at the end of your day. Do whatever you want. Like, or not just to do whatever you want, but like something within the lines. But I know that this is for you, and like, This has nothing, like, I'm not trying to toot the horn, I'm just like...
It's similar to, like if you were a football player, and, like, yeah. Hey, the last 2 hours of your work day, go catch balls only. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Bye.
Pause.
Bye. Okay, bye. Yeah, I think so, and I get really excited about that because, yes, bro, like, my goal for sure, and sometimes it takes years, and then sometimes you can do it really, really quickly, you know? And I think, like, I mean, the only way to, in my opinion, the only way to taste is to taste.
Mm.
The only way to really, like, it just is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go. You guys good?
Cool. Good talk.
Really good.
Yeah,
really good.
Appreciate that. That was
the podcast. That was the podcast. That was Jared's coaching session.
That was amazing that we should just rename the podcast.
Yeah.
Jared's coaching therapy.
Yeah, that was good.